This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today on this Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. Going very quickly, we're about halfway through 2014. Today, we've had a landmark decision, I think, from the Supreme Court. They actually endorsed the Fourth Amendment. Who would have thought that the Supreme Court would endorse the Fourth Amendment? We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about the police state. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of this hour. In the third hour, we're going to be joined by Cheryl Chumley. And we'll talk about the book that she wrote, Police State USA. And Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the second hour with a report about the America being destroyed by design. This is all connected. It's not that we have Homeland Security that is pushing this police state on local police departments, the Defense Department equipping them with mine-ready vehicles that we see everywhere. It's not just that kind of militarization. It's also Homeland Security has the control of the borders. They're the ones who are standing down at the border. They have control of border patrols. They have control of ICE. And they also have control of the TSA, where they are not standing down. So what is this all about? This is a planned design. This is treason. And that's what Alex Jones is going to be talking about in the second hour as he joins us. And, of course, we're going to have updates on what's going on with the collapsing borders. But today, primarily, we're going to be talking with Paul Joseph Watson and Cheryl Chumley about the other aspect of it. And that is, how do they treat us within the borders? Well, it's a police state. Just yesterday evening, we had an article from Infowars.com that Paul Joseph Watson wrote. We're going to talk to him about. It's picked up on Drudge. Woman says DHS forced her to strip naked at gunpoint during a terrifying dawn raid. Yeah, see, the problem is that our police state is essentially stripping us all naked in our person, places, effects, our data. They are constantly watching everything we do. And we are not allowed to even look them in the eye, just like this lady. They handcuff us, put us on the floor, and tell us to shut up and don't look at them. We're tired of this. We're not going to put up with this. It's amazing for me to see, as we got Cheryl Chumley, and we're talking about her book, Police State USA, it's amazing to see an article from The Guardian today talking about the very same thing. Of course, she documents this going way back, documents it very thoroughly, but this article from The Guardian that came up today is talking about the exact same thing, the militarization of the police force. They start out with a case of a family that was hit with a SWAT team raid. They threw a flashbang grenade in the baby's crib. We've talked about this when it first came out. Have critically injured that baby, throwing a grenade in its crib. This is the type of thing that's happening. If this was only happening once, if it was only the baby with the flashbang grenade in the crib, we should do something about it. If it was only this lady who was stripped naked by the Homeland Security people, a SWAT team, coming into her home, trashing her home, not telling her what it's about. That's the other aspect of the police state. You're not allowed to know why they're doing anything. They won't give you any answers. She still doesn't have answers. People who have been put on the no-fly list still don't have answers as to either why they were put on or when they were taken off, why they were taken off. We covered the story, one of the first stories when I came here back in October 2012 was about Wade Hicks, who was on his way to Japan to see his wife on a military plane. He was taken off of that plane in Hawaii, not given a reason. This was a guy who had just recently, before he traveled, this was on a Department of Defense plane. He had been vetted by Homeland Security itself, had a special pass as a worker. He was taken off. Eventually, he's taken off the plane and stranded for days in Hawaii because he couldn't get anywhere from there without flying. And so eventually he was taken off of that list. He was eventually brought back to the U.S., but he never got an explanation as to why he was put on or even if he was, in fact, taken off. That's the kind of police state we have. And today there's been some key Supreme Court decisions, and we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263. Save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506. Save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748. Save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. Today we have an amazing Supreme Court decision, and it was unanimous. They unanimously upheld the Fourth Amendment. Didn't think I would ever live to see it. But that's good news, and we're going to talk about that, what it means for you, and some of the inherent contradictions now that are left hanging out there. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton, about the lifestyles of the rich and infamous. You know, the Mail Online just pointed out today that she's getting $225,000 to speak at the University of Las Vegas, University of Nevada in Las Vegas. That's happening at the same time that the university just announced a 4% tuition increase for those same students. And they're kind of seeing the cognitive dissonance of this. You know, here's this person who loves to put herself out there as someone who is for the little person standing up against the wealthy elite. She said she was dead broke when she and Bill left the presidency, the co-presidency, I guess. And yet, here she is, the same person, and the Clinton Foundation has gotten $500 million, $500 million from Goldman Sachs alone for their Clinton Foundation. They have fundraisers at the Goldman Sachs headquarters for their Clinton Foundation. I'm reminded of what I think it was H.L. Mencken. It might have been Mark Twain. I don't know. He said, elections are advanced auctions of stolen goods. Well, that certainly is the case in this case with Hillary Clinton. Now, they say, of course, that this $225,000 that she's getting to speak to the University of Nevada at Las Vegas, that money will not go into the Clinton Fund. That's going to go to her personally. Now, we have an article up on Infowars.com. It says, if the Clintons are worth $50 million, why do they get nearly $1 million a year from the taxpayers? This is by Michael Schneider, Economic Collapse. He says, since leaving the White House, the Clintons have earned at least $100 million and currently have a net worth of $50 million. So why do we need to give him $944,000 a year to fund his extravagant lifestyle? And he points out that it's not just Bill Clinton. It's also George W. Bush, who actually gets more. He actually gets $1.28 million a year. And listen to the kind of stuff that W. spends his money on. He spends $102,000 for telephone expenses in 2014. $135,000 more on furniture, computer, office supplies, and other miscellany. I left it there as a pause for that to sink in. $102,000 in phone expenses. And as he points out, Michael Schneider points out in his article, does W have the world's worst calling plan? How do you spend $102,000 on phone calls? I don't know. But then he also points out that other members of royalty, Obama has 469 senior staff who work directly under him. 226 of them make more than $100,000 a year. His dog handler for the family dog, Bo, reportedly makes $102,000 a year. There you go. Guess we are going to the dogs. But, you know, Will and Kate of the UK are just remodeling their one of their palaces, and they're spending £4 million. But they said, don't worry, we paid for it ourselves. Where did they get that money? I mean, you know, that kind of brings back memories of Obama's, you didn't build that. You know, they didn't earn that money, and I don't think the Clintons have really earned this money either. It just strikes at the hypocrisy, and hopefully the people who would tend to vote for someone like Hillary, who would be taken in by her rhetoric, would be wise enough to see this. We're also going to be talking about the hypocrisy, not today, but we're going to, we talked about this on Sunday with Alex Jones. We talked about the hypocrisy of Hillary appealing to women. They're all about seeing a woman in the White House, and yet information has surfaced about Hillary Clinton. One of the early things that she did when she was just a 27-year-old lawyer, how she got off a rapist, a pedophile rapist who had raped a 13-year-old girl, caused her to have health problems the rest of her life. And the audio tape has now surfaced of that and gone viral, where you can actually hear Hillary Clinton laughing about the fact, hey, this guy actually passed a lie detector test that destroyed my confidence forever in polygraphs. She knew this guy was guilty. She got him off on technicalities, and she laughed about it. Okay, we've heard this story about Hillary Clinton many, many times, about how she has been the war on women. And yet, this is, I think, the most damaging thing, the hypocrisy of the Hillary Clinton candidacy, the fact that she thinks that she's for the people, think she's for the little people, people think she's for women's rights, nothing of the sort. She is a corrupt elitist, just like Obama, just like George W. Bush. Now, I was talking about the Supreme Court decision, and we're going to be talking about the police state predominantly today. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking in the third hour to Cheryl Chumley, who wrote a book, Police State USA, cataloging what has been happening to our country, where it is going, what we can do about it. We're going to be talking to her in the third hour. And Alex Jones is going to be tying a lot of this together because, you know, it's Homeland Security that runs not only the police state and pushes that at the local level, but they, of course, are in charge of our borders. And so Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the second hour with a report, Treason, America Destroyed by Design. But as we're talking about the police state, let's look at the Supreme Court decision that came out today. Up on Infowars.com, we see an article here from Stephen Dinan at the Washington Times. Supreme Court bans warrantless cell phone searches. This just came out. They ruled today that police cannot go snooping through people's cell phones without a warrant. And a unanimous decision that he says amounts to a major statement in favor of privacy rights. It's a 21st century update to legal understanding of privacy rights. It is long, long overdue. And when I look at this and I look at their past record of things that they've decided, as USA Today pointed out when they covered this story today, they said in the past 2 years, the Supreme Court has ruled that police can swab a suspect's cheek for DNA in order to put it into an unsolved crimes database. They can conduct strip searches of prisoners without reasonable suspicion. And they have said that police need a warrant to attach a GPS device to a suspect's car. And yet, we still see these cases of the Stingray devices that local police stations are using throughout the country. Police departments are using Stingray devices to track people's whereabouts without actually attaching it. See, that's the kind of prevarication around the bush these guys like to do. When the Supreme Court does slap them down and say, you can't attach a GPS device to the suspect's car, they say, well, okay, we've got this new device called Stingray, which we first talked about a couple of years ago here at InfoWars. We're telling people about it. Now we've had several cases where local police departments are exposed. We just had one this last week. And when they're exposed and criticized for it, they say, well, of course, we couldn't tell anybody about it, and we couldn't get a search warrant for it because we signed a non-disclosure agreement with the company that sells this, saying that we would not get search warrants to perform this. You understand that? The non-disclosure agreement with the company that sells it is more important to them than the Constitution. Does that make it clear to you that we're living under a corporate fascist state? Their legal agreements with these military industrial police state surveillance companies and their equipment that they're selling, that takes precedent over their oath to the Constitution, over the supreme law of the land. It means that they're not going to get a search warrant. Well, today, fortunately, the Supreme Court says that they cannot pick up smartphones and search them without a warrant. Now, the case that happened here is this guy was pulled over. He had expired tags. Then they found out that his driver's license was suspended. Then they search his car and they find that he's got a couple loaded guns. At that point, they arrest him. Then they grab his phone. They start looking at it. They find photos that show that he's part of a gang. Then they find a photo of a car that had been used in a drive-by shooting. And based on that, they charged him with attempted murder and a drive-by gang shooting. They sentenced him 15 years to life. And that was the California Supreme Court rejected it. They took it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, they unanimously said that cell phones differ in both a quantitative and a qualitative sense from other objects that might be carried on an arrestee's person that can be searched without a warrant. Now, I have a problem with that because the Fourth Amendment clearly says that you are secure in your person, your houses, your papers, your effects. Now, that's pretty inclusive, and I think that that makes it very clear that they can't go through your wallets, your purses, your notepads, which they say have been fair game and are fair game. I don't think those are fair game. When you are secure in your person, in your house, in your papers, in your effects, that's very comprehensive. And just because they don't label every single thing and say electronic cell phone, because they didn't write electronic cell phone in 1789, that doesn't mean that you don't have that protection. They're laying down a principle here. And of course, those principles don't change, even though technology does change. And the Fourth Amendment says that the government needs to have a warrant. And listen to what they need to have a warrant for. It needs to be specific to the place, to the things, to the people that they're going to search. You have to specifically say, I want to look at this particular device or this purse or whatever to go through that. You don't have the legal authority. The government does not have the legal authority to just stop people on the street and demand, like Nazi Germany, give me your identity papers, please. You can't do that. That's a totalitarian police state. That's what we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson about at the bottom of the hour. That's what we're going to be talking to Cheryl Chumley about in the third hour. But that's what we have had. And I have a problem with the fact that they're still carving out exceptions for these other things. If we were secure in our person, places, our homes, we would not be having these kind of no-knock SWAT team raids. Even whether in some cases they've got a search warrant, some cases they don't. And the saddest thing about it is that we see Supreme Court justices like Scalia say, well, hey, you know, obviously these rights that are in the Bill of Rights are not absolute, because if they were, the Fourth Amendment would stop the TSA from searching people at the airport. Boy, is that upside down logic. We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about the police state. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in just a moment. He's going to talk to us about this appalling story that he reported on yesterday. It was picked up by Drudge, a woman who was forced to strip naked at gunpoint during a terrifying SWAT raid. This is Homeland Security coming into her home, and of course, as usual, we don't get any explanation as to why they did this. Still, as far as I know, there's no explanation about it, but Paul's going to go over those details with us. Paul, welcome.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
It's good to have you. This is amazing to me, and of course, as I said in the very first segment, I feel like we've all been essentially stripped naked by Homeland Security. They watch everything we do. Nothing escapes their scrutiny, and we dare not question it or look them in the eye, and of course, they don't give us any explanation. Have they ever given any explanation to this woman or to her boyfriend, husband?
No, this merely came out on YouTube and a Tea Party website over the past couple of days. So DHS has said nothing about it so far. All we know about it is what the woman involved in the incident told us. So while it's still up in the air, as you said, the details that she described were shocking, to say the least.
Yeah, tell us some of those details that are in your article.
Well, this is basically a couple in Florida. They were the victims of a dawn raid on their home by both police and DHS agents. They basically burst into the house at 6 a.m. The couple were in the shower. They just got out of the shower, so they were wrapped in towels. And the DHS agents pointed guns at them and demanded that they disrobe. So you had basically a naked woman being forced onto the ground at gunpoint. The woman's boyfriend said that one of the DHS agents then proceeded to ogle her naked body up and down like, quote, a piece of candy. And after that, they spent 2 hours trashing their house, said apparently they were looking for electronics and laptops. Now, they did have a warrant. They claimed they were looking for electronics and laptops, but the woman claims that they didn't even remove any electronic material. They showed little interest in what was on the computers and the laptops. And basically, it was described as a feeding frenzy. She described it as, quote, 2 hours of pure hell. They trashed the house and left again. So, as you said, it ties into these fears, which were again brought forward by John W. Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute earlier this week, which is that the DHS itself is turning into this kind of national police force, this standing army that is increasingly becoming outside of the law. It's being used for numerous different purposes, spying on protesters, conducting raids, as we see in this case. So it's part of this growing fear that the Department of Homeland Security is turning into this feared federal national police force with no regard for the Constitution whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's an article from The Guardian today talking about another egregious case where they basically did a SWAT team raid, threw a flashbang grenade into the crib of an 18-year-old, and if he survives, he's going to be severely impaired for life. And they're sounding, The Guardian is now sounding like the new American. It's amazing. You know, 30 years ago, the John Birch Society warning us about the federalization of the police.
Well, because they're targeting both left and right. I mean, we've seen the DHS, they post their FPS agents outside Tea Party protests. We know that they were also involved in cracking down on the Occupy movement. They were caught spying on environmental protesters via the Federal Protective Service. So they're targeting both left and right of the political spectrum, which is why, as you said, now The Guardian's reporting on it, people starting to realize that this crackdown is on all of us, no matter our political persuasion. And I think the wider point is the fact that we know they're treating the American people more and more as the domestic enemy. That's why they're buying these armored vehicles, these Bearcat vehicles, not even buying them, being given them, yes, by the Department of Defense. They just have to pay for the cost to go and pick them up. So they're becoming more militarized. They're buying equipment that was used on insurgents in Afghanistan and Iraq. So again, we ask the question, who are the new insurgents? And as the DHS itself and other federal authorities have said, you know, it's veterans, it's Tea Party people, it's anyone that's basically political.
Well, we've seen scenarios,
more and more of these raids.
Exactly. We've seen training scenarios coming out over and over and over again from the military, from training institutions where they train people in the army about counterinsurgency. And of course, the villains are typically going to be Tea Party people. And that's what we saw when we covered the counterinsurgency in Virginia. You know, this is an organization, Asymmetric Warfare, that's always worked on counterinsurgency, but now they're training for America, and we know which Americans they're training for. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, and that was an 18-month-old, not an 18-year-old that was in the crib. Just to clarify that, I misspoke earlier.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. And talk about hassle-free. We don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. You've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and I'm joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We've been talking about his article yesterday that's picked up on the Drudge Report about a Florida woman whose home was raided, and she and her boyfriend were stripped naked by the police, handcuffed, and held for a couple of hours without explanation. And although they had a search warrant, the question is this the way we want to live in our society? Because we see this happening to innocent people all the time, and even whether or not the people are innocent, we see them, we see innocent casualties. Many times they raid the wrong place or the wrong people. They have, sometimes they don't have a search warrant. We were just talking before the break about The Guardian, how both people on the left and the right are starting to wake up to this militarization. This is an article that just came out yesterday. U.S. police departments are increasingly militarized, finds the report. And this is The Guardian talking about an ACLU report. Interestingly enough, in the bullet point items here, as they say, ACLU cites a soaring use of war zone equipment and tactics, SWAT teams increasingly deployed in local police raids, 7 civilians killed and 46 injured in incidents since 2010. You see how even our language is talking about this as if it is a military occupation, as if we've got some kind of asymmetric warfare going on, fighting insurgents in our own country. Even they talk about civilians. And this is something that it actually crept into the lexicon in America. I think first noticed it in the movies back in the 1970s. Where they're talking about civilians, and they kind of did it as a, I took it as a joke at the time, but it's not a joke. And so now, here we are, 30 years later, you've got publications like The Guardian talking, sounding like the John Birch Society. They were sounding the alarms on this decades ago, and of course still are sounding the alarm. So it's good to have the left complaining about the militarization of the police. And we were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about this article. Paul, this is an amazing story here about this baby. This was about a month ago. They broke in, 18-month-old baby. They threw a flash grenade in, landed in the crib, and they said, as they've got the parents taken down, they told him that they'd taken their baby to the hospital. They'd only lost a tooth, and they wanted him for observation. When she got there, she found out, this is what she said, his face was blown open. He had a hole in his chest that left his rib cage visible. The flashbang grenade had landed in his crib and detonated in his face. She says her son is clinging to life. He's hurting, and there's nothing I can do to help him. These are insane tactics, and they came in first with the war on drugs. I remember the first SWAT teams were in L.A. about 30 or 40 years ago, and of course they justified it with the war on drugs. Now they're justifying it, and that's still predominantly the way it's running, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, they're justifying it in the case of the militarization of the police, buying the armored tanks and so forth, by saying there's an increase in violence, there's an increase in people with more powerful weapons, we need to, you know, get the upper hand. But if you actually drill down into the figures of violence and gun crime and so forth, they're not going up. They're going down in most cases. So, you know, you ask what is the real reason behind this tooling up, behind treating Americans as terrorists or drug dealers, as you said. And, of course, we had the story the other day about the 90-year-old veteran, World War II veteran, who refused to go to hospital. The police were called. They beanbag grenaded him to death. So, again, another outrageous abuse. But why are they employing military tactics against civilians? Well, I think it's because they're preparing for domestic dislocation and civil unrest. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a story again, this time out of the UK, about this, where police have set up this entire town just south of London, where they've got mock buildings, mock streets, etc. And they're training to carry on to confront angry mobs in riot control situations. Of course, we had the London riots back in 2011. We had massive riots across Europe over the past few years in places like France and Italy. And now we're talking about this possibly happening in the United States. There are several economists who are warning about this based on things like food inflation and a declining economic picture, because I don't think this is going to be born out of political grievances. It's going to be born out of economic grievances, and it's likely to begin in the poorer areas like Detroit as a result of things like soaring food price inflation. Because if you remember, just last October, we had that EBT card glitch where on their food stamps, they suddenly had no limits for a few hours. It prompted riots in several Walmart stores just for a few hours based on this one glitch. So you can imagine if that was dragged out over a matter of days and weeks, which is why people like Martin Armstrong, who predicted the 1987 economic collapse, is talking about riots in the poorer areas of America potentially as soon as next year. And he actually wrote a good article entitled, Will Society Ever Wake Up? He makes the point that, quote, the more a society relies upon government, the greater the damage to its economic potential. It requires a control-alt-delete reboot. So he's talking about how dependency fosters instability and ultimately revolution when the system collapses under its own weight. So, you know, when governments become too corrupt to impose this centralized Marxist planning that they promise will be the land of milk and honey for the poorer people, it collapses because the underclass don't realize that it's a pack of lies until it's too late, which is why they're now talking about potential unrest in 2015, and which is why now the police are becoming more militarized in preparation for this situation. One more quote, which I've got in the article today about the British police preparing for riots, is out of the US Army War College from a white paper from 2008 called Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense Strategy Development. And it warned that, quote, violent strategic dislocation inside the United States could be provoked by, quote, unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance, pervasive public health emergencies, or loss of functioning political and legal order. It predicted widespread civil violence. So as far back as 6 years ago, the U.S. Army War College was preparing for this civil unrest, this domestic disorder in America, and I think it's going to arise out of a worsening economic picture.
Yes, and other documents that we've seen from them, they also talk about conditions that could bring this on. And one of the ones I mentioned was a collapse of the border, an uncontrolled immigration surge. And, of course, they're the ones who are doing it. I look at this and we see a massive amount of money that's being made. And, of course, in the past, it's the military-industrial complex that I believe has fundamentally been behind all these incessant wars we've had all over the world. Now they're bringing that home, because they found a new profit center where they can sell these police state, surveillance state weapons and tools to local police departments. And it's a very, very dangerous thing. You know, you were talking about the stability and security. One of the quotes that I saw when we were doing research on the Asymmetric Warfare Center before we went out there and looked at that facility that they're building to train with, one of the things that they said was, the way that you can identify a legitimate or an illegitimate regime, and of course they were talking about the Middle East, was how much security do they need to have in order to get stability? Now, if you use that same yardstick on America, what does that tell you about the legitimacy of our regime? They use a lot of security, and they don't see what they're doing and what they're going to be doing as very legitimate, because they really are stepping this up now.
Exactly, and that's why they're building these fake cities. I mean, it was $96 million to build this fake city in Virginia. They had a mosque, but they also had a Christian church, remember, a chapel.
Yes.
You know, all the signs were in English. They had the subway. All the signs there were in English. So, again, it's dual use. Yes, it's going to be used to train troops who are going abroad and occupying foreign cities. But when it's all in English, and when, of course, as Alex has documented, these urban warfare training drills, they're actually bringing in foreign troops to train them to deal with the American citizens. They had gun confiscation programs aimed at American citizens in those programs. Then, you know, it's also going to be domestic.
Well, you know.
Look at Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. When we went...
Even the people who weren't in the line of it, who weren't affected by it, had their guns confiscated.
Yes.
after an emergency. So the blueprint is already there to do so again in the future in America.
Yes. You're talking about how Americanized it was. I mean, Biggs and I walked through the streets of that town. It was really an eerie experience to walk through this town everything was there, fully functional from the outside. When you go inside the buildings, this unfinished cinder block and everything, but everything on the outside was completely finished. And what was really eerie, I think, to me, was the fact that the stop signs are still, or stoplights are still cycling, you know, as you're going through it. I mean, it was like a city that had just had some kind of a biological attack and everyone was gone. And I thought, you know, that's something that's very different, because always in the past when they've trained about urban warfare, it's always been from the scenario that they came in first with an airstrikes. And so they're essentially going through bombed out shells of buildings and kind of a desert scenario where they're already, you've had airstrikes take out the city and they're just going in for an occupation, for a cleanup. But this is very different, because here they're going into buildings that are completely intact. I mean, we stood at the corner of First and Main. I took Biggs's picture there. I mean, it was bizarre. And everything in those buildings is completely intact. And you talk about being Americanized. The only thing there that wasn't like small town rural America or a city was that mosque. They put it up on the side. So if anybody that's not driving into the place, that was about the main thing that you saw. So if anybody just drives around the perimeter of it instead of going into it, what they see is a mosque. It's like, oh, yeah, they're just training for the Muslims. They're not training for the Muslims. They're training for the Americans, for the conservatives, for the libertarians, for the people that, as they've pointed out in scenario after scenario, are concerned about government overreach.
Exactly. And I mean, we've had document after document. We've also had things like, you know, the paper targets, what were they called?
Yes.
No hesitation.
Yes.
And it was kids,
yeah,
in playgrounds. It was pregnant mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And these were being sold to police departments. They were being sold to the Department of Homeland Security. So we know repeated examples where they're targeting the American people domestically. It's dual use. And as I said, I think it's because they know the veneer of civilization is very thin. They know that if, you know, the food supply gets cut off going into New York for 10 days, then there will be absolute bedlam. They know that this fiat money system is collapsing. People are starting to notice their quality of life is declining. People, households are having to work 2, 3, or 4 jobs just to maintain the standard of living. And then you've got, you know, like the GDP figures today are completely atrocious. The economy seems to be back on the slide again. So this is what they're preparing for.
And yeah, what you're referring to there, Paul, is the Commerce Department said today that the gross domestic product fell 2.9% at annual rate instead of the 1% that it reported last month. They always do that, don't they? They always come out with something that looks better than it really is and then revise it down the next month or the next quarter, the next report, so they can show an increasing trend. But they're having a hard time putting a happy face on these numbers, and they're coming out and saying, well, actually, it's a downturn that's 3 times larger than we told you just last month.
Yeah, and it's, you know, these are the worst figures in 5 years. And again, I think you could connect it to the point I made earlier about dependency on government and all those Obama quotes you played as we were coming in from the break, because, you know, the regulations aren't getting any lighter. It's becoming harder and harder to start your own business. People are being cracked down on in a manner of different ways. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how you sack an economy. And that's the way the United States is going, unfortunately, at the moment. More government control, more bureaucracy. More regulation. You look at what happens to countries that do that. I mean, look at France. It's in a complete mess because of a socialist government that's completely oppressed and suffocated private free enterprise and entrepreneurship. So I think that's the danger in America, that it could well go that way, and that's why they're preparing for this unrest.
You know, one of the things, Paul, is the story that came out on Reuters today. The picture that's at the very top of it is a picture of a Ford manufacturing assembly line. And as I'm looking at this picture, put this up on the screen, guys. This is the U.S. economy contracts sharply, consumer spending revised down. As I look at this picture that's up on the screen, there's not a person at all in this picture. It's nothing but a sea of robots. And it was just last week at the Margaret Thatcher Liberty Conference in the UK, Paul, that David Petraeus was talking about how, you know, what comes after America? Well, North America, NAFTA, is what comes after that. And he was talking about how are they going to deal with the people who don't have their jobs anymore. He says, instead of having an assembly line where we've got 100 workers, now we're going to have 2 workers and 100 robots. So what do we do with those people? His answer was, well, we educate them for the new economy. I think what they do is, I don't think that there's going to be jobs for them in the new economy. I think they're looking at ways to get rid of them. So when we look at this and you say, if they've got this kind of a near-term horizon where they're going to have robots replacing people in factories, robots replacing people in service jobs and transportation jobs. Why are they bringing in so many workers? Well, that's not what it's about at all, I don't think. I mean, we had Jeff Sessions, a senator, said that the pro-amnesty elites are treating people like commodities. In other words, the Chamber of Commerce wants massive immigration so they can get cheap labor. Maybe that's what they're looking at. It's just a short term, the next 5 to 10 years max. And then after that, we've got a massive army of people who have become dependent on the government, who have been raised by the government from being young teens. That's Obama's army, I think.
Exactly. And tying into that, we were contacted today by a University of California professor, Daryl Y. Hamamoto, and he's about to embark on a big campaign speaking out against this influx of illegal immigrants. And he came out with some quite astounding statements, given his position as a professor at obviously what is a very liberal university. He's already been attacked. He's already been harassed by the university for coming out with these statements. And after the break, we can get into that, because that's an InfoWars exclusive, and he's going to be coming on the show later this week.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah, it's an amazing scenario that's unfolding before us. And when we listen to people like David Petraeus, they understand. He says, hey, we're 20 years into NAFTA. In other words, Americans have not really understood how our economy has been fundamentally transformed, how our sovereignty has been taken away in the eyes of the elite. And so that's why Americans are looking at this and saying, this doesn't make any sense. This is something that Obama's doing. It's not just Obama. I wish it were just Obama. It would be much easier to deal with if it was just one person. This is both parties. This has been going on for decades, and it's only getting worse. This is where it's really being brought in at this point, where they're opening the borders and collapsing the economy. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, details, there's a good chance you'll qualify. At Talk About Hassle Free, we don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a maximum alert. Last week we were contacted by Army personnel, by MPs, and then by Air Force MPs about United Nations advertisement solicitations that were being hung up in the barracks to recruit them for gun confiscation during collapse in America. That happened about a week and a half ago almost. Then in the middle of last week, we were sent the United Nations career advertisement that just went up by the same people saying, look, we've looked into it, here it is, for during a collapse, gun confiscation to stabilize things. And the RAND Corporation came up with a plan 20 years ago for this National Stability Police Force. This is what the UN does worldwide. They take everybody else's guns. You understand? This is what they do. And it's in their own documents. They want it. Now it's broken. Now, we were waiting on the report, not to confirm it, but to get undercover information, which we're getting right now. And it shows how great the alternative media is. The DrudgeReport.com already had it last night that the, you know what, they hit the fan plan with Max Slavo, broke it. It's awesome. We are ferreting out even more, confirming the specifics. But they admit in their own career plan, right here, disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officer. These are commanders to carry this out, and it gets into all of it. Small arms disarmament, their mission, they've got to have serious command, you know, from third world takeover operations that they've done in other countries. Here's the article on Infowars.com, mirrored Max Slavo, and he goes through it all. I've got Paul Watson doing a more detailed article showing the whole history of it. Now, let me show you this. We broke this a few months ago, so did the New American. DOD director provides for a federal authority in quelling civil unrest. Then, look who ends up carrying it. The London Guardian just a few days ago. Pentagon preparing for mass civil breakdown. Type in civil unrest. Click Google News, ladies and gentlemen, and you will see this literally everywhere. The armored vehicles, the drones, the tanks, the preparations. Using the border collapse that's just begun like a tsunami. Sheriffs have called it like Katrina every day. To bring down those areas and then to basically bring in civil emergency or martial law. Food prices are doubling. Everything is starting to get more and more hardcore worldwide and here. This is the globalist collapse, Cloward and Piven, problem, reaction, solution. But getting this out and exposing that they're preparing for it will cause a public debate and they will fail. That's why they want to deny the NSA spying and deny all the things they're doing and deny they're funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, because then there can't be a debate about it. We're going to force the debate. We are the real media. We are the true media, not the state-run media. And this stuff is getting out regardless of what happens to InfoWars. There's Drudge and so many other great outfits out there that know the truth and care about freedom. And great job to Mac getting this out. Again, we've got a big story on this with video, audio we're working on right now. It'll all be covered on the radio today, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Report is up on Alex's YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You can see that in full. And we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson as soon as we come back about this. The article is United Nations Seeks U.S.-Based Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Specialists. And this is something that, as Alex pointed out, we were told that they're putting up job offerings, and now we see the actual posting. And the interesting thing about this is if you look at it, it says the duty station is New York. Paul, what do you think about that?
I think, although it's listed as New York, if you go on the UN's website, they talk about this DDR program, Disarmament, Demobilization, Reintegration, and it's currently active in countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ivory Coast, and Haiti. So whereas it says it's based in New York, I think that's just where they're being trained, and the actual programs are based in Africa. But as Alex has said, you know, again, these programs are dual use. We had Hillary Clinton last week talking about how supporting the Second Amendment is an opinion that terrorizes America and you shouldn't be allowed to have it. We had Obama earlier this month talking about the U.S. mimicking Australia.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back. Stay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Citizen TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You